Sex scandals are nothing new in politics. In fact, Founding Father Thomas Jefferson had one of his own that surfaced when he was president. Joseph Ellis is the author of a character study of Thomas Jefferson called American Sphinx. Ellis writes, "The best and the worst of American history are inextricably tangled together in Jefferson." I asked Ellis to describe Jefferson's sex scandal.
Jefferson was accused in 1802 of having a sexual relationship with a mulatto slave named Sally Hemings. The story broken by a reporter in the Richmond Recorder in that year. He was in the second year of his presidency. He made no direct response to the charge, but it spread throughout the land. And in fact, a few years later in the Massachusetts legislature actually took out impeachment proceedings against President Jefferson. Had no constitutional or legal standing. A state can't impeach a president. It was done for political reasons. But one of the charges against him, in addition to the fact that they accused him of being an atheist and an adulterer, was that he had this relationship with this mulatto slave. And he responded by saying the charges were untrue, save one charge that he did make did proposition a married woman when he was a younger man, but he never responded directly to the charges. And Jefferson's one of those people who really did believe that a private life, even a public figure, should be allowed to remain private.
So how much was he put on the spot about this? How doggedly pursued was the story?
It was pursued pretty doggedly in the press. I mean, it especially in New England and New York and Pennsylvania, which was territory under the control then of the opposition party, they used it as a pretty effective club. Though in the end, he ran for re-election in 1804 and won by a landslide. And so it was rather similar to the situation that obtains with Clinton now. Inside the Beltway, there's this huge presumption that Clinton should resign or be impeached, or at least that seems to be the tenor of the media coverage, whereas in the country at large, his approval rate remains at over 60%. Similarly, with Jefferson, the press really went after him, but the public reelected him by a huge margin. Another scandal at the same time, or just a few years earlier in 1797, involved Alexander Hamilton, who was accused of an adulterous relationship with a woman named Maria Reynolds. And interestingly, Hamilton, who was Secretary of Treasury when the incident occurred, took out a full-page ad in the New York newspapers saying, in fact, it was true. He did have an adulterous relationship with this woman, but it was untrue that it had any effect on his public behavior and his policies as Secretary of Treasury. So he wished to try to preserve that distinction between mistakes he made privately, for which he apologized to his wife and family, and the public business of the nation.
How do you think this alleged affair with Sally Hemings affects Jefferson's standing in history?
I think it's had a greater effect on his standing in history over the last 30 or 40 years than it actually did in his own time on his presidency. I mean, I think that more people have become interested in this as race and the relationship between blacks and whites over the American history has become a central window through which we look back at the past. And it is one of the issues on which Jefferson, a great icon, a great hero of American history, is brought down off of his pedestal and rendered less admirable. Though I've also heard some people claim that Jefferson was in love with Sally Hemings and that this was America's first biracial couple. No one knows the truth here, and because the evidence is so skimpy and so murky, people can project into this pretty much what they want to. But I do think it's damaged his reputation as one of the alleged American heroes.
What do you think the Founding Fathers would have to say about President Clinton's position?
Well, I think that certainly the notion that he's committed these sexual indiscretions while in public office would be for them something that they would not approve of. I don't think that many of them would regard the act or the alleged perjury that he's committed as sufficient to reach the threshold of impeachment, however. I think some of them would, a few of them would, but most of the framers or the founding fathers, so-called, wanted that threshold for impeachment to be very, very high. And Jefferson himself said it should be very rarely employed because it essentially took away from the electorate, people at large, the right to decide who's president. And he was very reluctant to ever cross that democratic threshold.
Joseph Ellis, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Joseph Ellis is the author of American Sphinx, The Character of Thomas Jefferson, which was recently published in paperback. Ellis is a professor of history at Mount Holyoke College.